As it is now, the budget includes $60 million a year that can be used to buy private land and turn it over to be run by the state. But under the Republican-controlled legislature's proposal, that would have been reduced to $15 million this year. The state tourism secretary is Jim Holprin. He says Wisconsin is at a critical juncture in that interest rates are low and land prices are climbing higher. At the same time, Holprin says paper companies are selling off large chunks of land.
Some of it including miles of untouched river frontage and certainly thousands and thousands of acres of pretty pristine forest that is now available for two different things. First, the state can purchase it and preserve it, or it'll go into private development and never be available again.
The tourism department isn't directly involved with the stewardship fund, but Holprin says people who run hotels, shops, and gas stations directly benefit from tourists. One person who benefits from stewardship land purchases is former tourism secretary Moose Spiros. He served under the previous Republican administrations. Spiros runs the Tiger Muskie Resort on the Chippewa Flowage. He says he sees the issue from both sides.
I love the program. The program does not need to go away. Does it need to share in the cuts? I have no idea. I believe it does. Some just looking at it as a citizen of the state trying to balance a budget.
Spiro says he'd support cuts to the program only if they were temporary. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.